year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soldier. Shout it.
Solutions left what's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This 10-minute shit is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dicks. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I can't feel my face no more because I got too much money in.
Woo!
Intro with Big Boy, Celestia's Left Foot, featuring Clone Gucci Mane.
No, that's the old Gucci Mane. That's the Big Billy Gucci Mane right here. Big
oh,
Billy
man.
Gucci, Gucci. Today is Sunday. What's the day?
23rd, I believe. 22nd?
Sunday, January 22nd, 2017.
Welcome to 100 Proof Radio with Shaki and GL. We here one more time.
Huh? Plenty more. Times. Sorry we didn't do the show last week. Shaki was in Dubai. Ryan Camels and shit. So he left me again, people. You know, his ass was in Dubai. Guess visiting Chris Cross while they on a jet somewhere. Well, I was at home looking at Dallas get their ass kicked.
Don't let GL lie to you. This man was that dude's hiding. Thinking El Chapo escaped again.
he thought
El Chapo escaped. He's scared.
No.
He's hiding somewhere.
I wish he'd come over here hide. I hide it. Because he's going to take care of your family. El Chapo ain't killed nobody.
You don't think?
No. He said he don't kill people.
He just sent out some word to have you killed.
Yeah.
He's like the godmother of Cocaine Cowboy.
Yeah, he kind of like
remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Gazelle DeBlanc. If you ain't seen that movie, people, go home and watch Cocaine Cowboy.
I give you three things to watch right now, top of my head. If you ain't never seen it, go see Cocaine Cowboy. Go rent out
Forrest Hump.
Forrest Hump.
Yeah. Forrest Hump.
Nah, man. Boozilla, yeah. But you got me forgive what I'm gonna say now. Now you gotta watch that. You gotta watch City of God.
I have not seen it.
Go see City of God. What else low key that people don't be knowing about? Don't say Shotters because that shit wasn't jumping. I don't care what nobody says.
Nah,
Shotters were not jumping. That is not on the same on that meme. That's not the same level as Belly and Paid in Full. Not the same level.
It's a movie I want y'all to go see too. I'll give you another one. I think I told you about it. What is Goddamn King of Paper Chasing?
You ain't tell you about that. What the hell
you
is
that about?
What's that about?
That's great. It's like on the level of Belly. And, you know, it's real good. King of Paper Chasing.
Who in it? Samuel Jackson?
Hell no.
Because he in everything.
No, yeah, you're right. I see Samuel Jackson in porno.
Yeah,
he was directing Wesley Pike.
Samuel Ass Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel Ass Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He's in a, wait a minute. I said, this big boy. And he was playing some eyes.
Ain't no snake on this motherfucking porno set.
It is a snake on the motherfucking plane. And that guy. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's some good old.
Who is this asshole? In that asshole.
Up in that asshole.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what's been going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. Like I said, man, I do apologize again that we went on the air. I know a lot of people had hit me up about doing the show. And as a matter of fact, I have to text somebody very important that I did text about the show right now, live. My bad, Tony. I always forget you for some strange reason, and you the one I always ask me about it. So
I appreciate the people who hit me up and to ask what happened to the show last week, because we didn't know it wasn't gonna be a show, so we didn't tell everybody, hey, that we'll catch us next week and nothing like that.
Then you have a couple homeboys that lied to me, man. I checked the show out. I was like, man, what we talking about? Man, y'all talk about them everything. It would look crazy. I'm sitting there looking at the nigga. You don't have a nigga lie to you in your face.
Just be like, man, I ain't get a chance to catch it this time.
Yeah, just tell me you ain't listen to it. Don't even be like, shit, hey, my boy, I checked the show out.
I had somebody share the link on my page, and we didn't listen yet. I said, where you get that link from, man? We didn't even do a show last week. What you talking about?
Hey,
when people try to support, man, they try. I guess we take any support we can get, I guess.
Man, yeah. I take any support, except child support.
So everybody who asked me about the show, man, shout out. I appreciate y'all checking in and figure out what's going on and whatnot.
We back.
Yeah, man. Let's start this thing off with the Postman Chronicles, man. What's been going on in the Postman world?
Well, first of all, Postman Chronicles, listen. I don't got your fucking taxes yet. Please stop harassing your mailman about some fucking W-2s and Social Security card numbers, because I had, true story, a girl met me at the mailbox and was like, you got my W-2s and my Social Security card? First of all, I'm at this apartment complex. I don't fucking know what's your apartment number. So I'm like, yeah, I got your W-2s. Good. And remember, it was raining yesterday.
Yeah.
So guess what we did?
What's that?
I met her ass right at the box with me in the rain just for me to tell her, I ain't got your W-2s. My bad, they ain't come. So she was, hey, and this is a true story. So she looking at me like, nigga, really? I done got my head wet out here right, and you, yeah, bitch, I don't got no W-2s. Now,
I guess you're supposed to pull them out your ass.
Yeah, I said, well, they ain't come. So she walk off mad as fuck. So I go back, sit in my truck. Next thing you know, you hear, she knocking on my glass window in my truck. First and foremost, I was on my 10-minute break. I wanted to say, look, bitch, I don't talk to people on my 10-minute break. Don't you hate when you at workshop and somebody try to talk to you on your break about some work?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, man. Even when I holler at my homies or whatever on break, I always be like, I don't care if it's a 30-minute break or hour break. I was like, hey, give me these last 10 minutes to myself. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give me a minute just to not do nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Don't bother me, man.
Leave me alone on break. So she asked me, and she proceeded, I don't know if that's the word, proceeded to knock on my window to ask me, you sure ain't got my W-2s in your truck? Bitch, do you want to go through all this mail with me? I ain't got no W-2s. I said, okay, man, I don't got no W-2s. Where you work at? Well, I worked at Burger King for 3 months, and I'm waiting on nails, and I'm waiting on ad trends, and I had a job in Tennessee at the Foot Factory. I said, what the fuck is the Foot Factory? It's a little shoe store that Ray didn't open up, but it didn't get off the ground. I said, look, man, you got 3 W-2s. Ain't no reason to meet me at this goddamn mailbox asking me about some W-2s. And then just so happened, the bitch didn't even know what apartment number it was. I think I put the right apartment number. I said, I'd have sent that back then. So she's sitting there mad cussing at me like, hey, get your shit together so you come talking to your mailman in the rain. Don't ask me shit when it's raining outside. I don't want to talk to you. The answer is no. I don't give a damn if I got your mail in my hand. Do you have my mail? No. Leave the mailman alone. Thank you. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
I can't let you get away with saying, I know you corrected yourself and said proceed, but you said preside at first.
What else?
I can't preside to let that go.
What else? I told you.
Hey, you corrected yourself, but I couldn't let it slide.
Hey, I told you I got a special ADD.
You think it said preside? Peroxide.
Peroxide, bitch.
Oh, what else going on in the world? Like, you seen that mess, man, Kodak Black challenging Lil Wayne to a fight for the greatest rapper of all time, or the greatest rapper out right now? What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, but is it me, or does Kodak Black mumble like he doo-dooed him out? He didn't come out that
damn
pussy. He's so ugly. Kodak Black didn't come out no pussy. He came out of the asshole. She shitted him out.
He looked like a creative character. Yeah, he look like a kid you got to unlock. Just a black ass green. It's a black silhouette.
No,
you got to unlock him.
Kodak Black looked like when you flush the toilet and that turd get halfway broke off, and you're like, damn, that turd didn't go all the way down. You come back and it's spread out. That's what his hair looks like. He ugly, man. That's an ugly dude. He'll beat Lil Wayne up just because he's ugly, man. And I ain't know you can get ugly than Lil Wayne. I really did.
That's ugly, too.
Because he real ugly, too.
So he challenged Lil Wayne to a fight over who's the greatest rapper. Like, first of all, that has nothing to do with rap. What the fight got to do with rap?
Nothing.
Like, so what happens if you win?
Do you stop rapping?
Well, you know what? Kodak Blackton beat me. You know what I'm
saying? So what do you do? If you Lil Wayne, do you even say something?
Easy F, baby. And that's just for fight. I guess.
So do you even respond to him?
Nah, you don't respond to his ass. That dude don't have no. He's not relevant enough. I mean, I know he got a little name, but I mean, say what you want to say, and he's not necessarily my favorite rapper. But Lil Wayne is legend. He's legendary status in the South, at least.
Oh, he's a legend. He's a legend. He is a. You can't say Lil Wayne ain't a legend.
Yeah, at least in the South, he's a legend for sure. I mean. I've liked several of his albums, and Hot Boys was the shit, and this before some of y'all time. Yeah. Lil Wayne was, he has been around for a long time.
He's going on 20 years?
A long time.
Close, ain't it?
What about, you say Meek Mill is, he offered to fight Drake for $5 million?
He said he would beat Drake ass for $5 million. But once I Googled and seen how much his network was for, it was only like $2 million. So I was like, okay, how the fuck is you going to fight this man for some shit that you ain't got anyway?
Who going to put the money up? I'm not paying for that shit.
No. And you see, and the game steps in and said, well, I'll fight you for free. And he ain't reply back.
Man, he ain't playing.
And he ain't playing.
You see that video one game beat up,
Forty Glock.
Threw him in the bush.
Whooped his ass. Did you ever see Meek Mill punch in a punching bag?
I never seen that.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to show you. If he going to punch like that, I'll put my stepson up to whoop his ass. Like, for real. I said, if you want to punch like that, he a bitch. But you want to fight Drake. I think Drake whoop him, to be honest with you.
That's crazy. Man, not to change the subject or whatever, but, man, we're in the studio for the podcast, and it's raining so hard outside, it sounds like water boiling, like we're going to cook some noodles or something.
It's boiling
outside.
It is. It's boiling
because
it's January and it's this warm.
That's crazy, man. That rain is crazy out there, man. I'm glad you ain't at work today. We have a whole nother Postman Chronicles,
man,
right now.
It's gonna be a Postman Chronicles in the morning because Postman might not be there tomorrow. Is this raining where you at? Hey, look, fellas, if you listen to this show and it's raining like where you at right now, tap your girl on the shoulder right now and tell her suck on that dick. Can you do that for me? Cause I don't know, a lot of y'all fellas ain't getting no head and shit at home. So ain't nothing like a blowjob when it's raining outside because it makes a woman hormones think that's her mouth making all that water noise that's going outside. So it boosts their confidence level up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So ladies, listen. I know I ain't gonna call no names, but I know you listen to the show with your man. Suck on that dick when it's raining outside. Try something different for once. Thank you.
Thank you. PSA announcement for the day. Blowjobs to everyone.
Yeah, blowjobs for everyone.
Sunday afternoon. All right, before we go to this next subject or whatever, I'm going to give y'all this number to call in on if y'all want to put in your 2 cents. Or just get it, or just write it down for when it's time to talk about the subject you want to talk about. That's 215-383-5878. You can reach GL and Shaki to talk shit, to agree or disagree with what we're saying.
And if you're a fine bitch, I'll give you my personal number. Just leave your name in the comments.
Hey, there it is.
Thank you.
All right, what else going on, man? We had that whack ass Donald Trump inauguration.
Inauguration?
On the 20th.
A lot of people still. Did you see? Let me ask you.
I watched some of it. Not all of it.
I ain't watched none of that shit.
I watched a little bit of it.
Did you see D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey kind of got into it, though?
What they get into it about?
Because so much that's pretty much saying Steve Harvey fucking Uncle Tom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went and met with Donald Trump, and he seemed like he got it going on. He said, I'm not going to stop playing in his golf course. I'm not going
to. Who said that?
Steve Harvey. He said he is not going to stop playing at his golf course, and he is not going to stop staying at Trump Hotel.
Hey, Steve Harvey ain't gonna do nothing to stop his money. That nigga the hardest working dude on TV. He got a radio show, Family Feud, talk show,
TV show,
Apollo,
Miss America,
all that. He ain't gonna let somebody else eat, man.
He won't get nobody no change.
Steve Harvey, let somebody else eat. So we got somebody want to call in and put in your 2 cents. All right, who we with today?
Hello? Call. All
right, hang up and try again, caller.
Hang up and try again.
Are you there?
Pay your goddamn phone bill.
They try to call in on a block number, man. That's crazy. But anyways, what was we saying, GM?
I don't know, but we're talking about some head in the rain, like the water drop.
That's what you're still thinking about. But, nah, man, let somebody else eat Steve Harvey, man. Like, he ain't let nobody else get no jobs, man.
And he won't hire nobody.
He writing books. I ain't hating on you getting your paper, but, I mean, you can't have a lock on everything. You must be blocking some other folks. You got to be. Who's a black actor that don't be on TV no more? Can't get a job.
Who can't get a job?
I'm asking you.
Let's see who can't get a
who's
job.
Who's somebody that you that just don't be on TV no more? Nothing.
They got rid of Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes can't buy a damn role on nothing.
What happened to Blade? Blade should have had a son or something by now. He ain't fucking nothing that black bitch. He was fucking on the TV show. He sucked her neck.
I don't know.
You remember Blade Trinity?
I didn't see that one, man. I didn't see that one.
What the hell do you watch, y'all? I bet you tell me something about fucking Bionic 6.
That was about Bionic 6, man. I do watch some weird shit. I'm legit into documentaries. That's another story. You know what I'm saying?
But you tell me every episode of Daria.
I can, man. I ain't never said I wasn't a weirdo. It's all good, though. It's all good. But, back to this inauguration, man.
Who was that caller, you think? Who that was?
Shit, I don't know, man.
I ain't never seen that type of number. Have you seen that number?
Hey, somebody trying to block that number. It could have been the feds on your head. What the hell was you? It's one day the real secret to come out while we had a show. GL, it ain't on me. It's on GL.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, really. But, yeah, man. I can't believe that people decided to celebrate this dude going to office, man. Like, I was kind of indifferent to Trump, but that dude said a whole bunch of wild shit and he still got elected. I didn't really want to watch to support him, but I really wanted to see if that's going to try to assassinate Obama or Trump ahead. I mean, I thought it would be, I don't wish death on nobody, but it would have been kind of cool to see. You know what I'm saying? That would have been like, damn, 9/11 again. You never forget this shit.
Only thing cool about Trump being in office, you can't tell me you won't fuck his wife.
She's a bad chick.
I'll fuck the hell out of Ivanka.
She's not. That's his daughter's name. Her name is like, I don't know. It's not Melanie. It's the opposite of Melanie.
I don't know. You know I'll fuck them both. Ivanka and Chewbacca, whoever.
Transylvania. Yeah. She looks like somebody off. She looks like she fucking Boris something.
Did you see the, have you ever looked at her like her picture?
They won't quit posting it. Dang, she ain't gonna get that shit off her, man.
Man, her booty hole brown as hell.
She, you gotta realize I see people try to take her for, like, oh, man, everybody got a pass, blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, man, ain't no first lady. You gotta realize when people was talking about Kanye running for office, first thing they said was about, Kim Kardashian being the first lady, and she got a porno out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the American dream right there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the only one that used their holders right.
Done it the right way.
All you gotta do is have a fake ass, and I don't know if a titty's fake or not, but you know what I'm saying? Have a fake body, you get the world. They get the world. But you know what I'm saying? The thing is, yeah, she actually looked kind of classy, but I mean, ain't nobody gonna forget, her porn past, because that's porno. That wasn't no artistic nude stuff. Big difference. That was straight up pussy pics. She was holding a damn snatch.
Who are we talking about?
We talking about Trump wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Trump wife.
Yeah, she.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't no artistic nude.
I would like to, cause I know Donald Trump ain't hitting that pussy, right?
Probably hitting it off.
Man, she needs to let goddamn Wesley Pipes or somebody get a hold to her, see what she really made of them little whack ass wannabe. Anyway, I like to hit her.
What's Wesley Pipes saying?
I done had until that pussy, you know what it is, huh? I done
saw
that pussy. Give me some of that ass.
But, nah, she looked like she didn't even really want to be there, like, at all. Like, she all she wanted was to, like, be, she wanted a sugar daddy, end up being damn first lady.
Yep. She's like, damn.
And it's like, she knows she can't be Michelle Obama.
Nah, she knows that.
She raised the bar too high. Like, I mean, we ain't never seen no one first lady that active, doing all kind of shit.
But she look fine, too.
Hey, she really is.
She look good.
Now, that was a real black woman. Not no half breed. Yeah. Not no. That was a black. You can tell she go get a perm every now and then.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And she got that ass. I said, yeah, buddy. She 50 something. I'll knock her ass off, too.
I ain't mad she is? I don't know how she is.
She like 50.
That's crazy right there, man. But, you know, they can't be celebrating Trump, man. Like, especially, you know, no offense to my white friends and whatnot, because I know a lot of y'all voted for Trump.
A lot of my white friends didn't, believe that or not.
I mean, I have some that are totally, like, against him. But I do know some that didn't quietly voted for his ass. But let me let you in on a secret. I know mom and dad and them got money, but they don't got enough money for Trump to care about them.
No.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying? If I know you, you didn't go to private school.
No, your ass didn't go to Randolph.
So you ain't your family ain't got enough money because you're not the Hustables. Your mama and daddy ain't doctors and lawyers. Your daddy work at the arsenal. Your mama just an accountant.
Yep.
So you know what I'm saying? Or a school teacher. You ain't making enough money for Trump to care about you. He finna cut off your mama and papa's insurance just a little bit.
He trying to get rid of the first thing.
And he gonna cut it off. And y'all gonna be struggling just like everybody else. Yeah,
I'm glad. Cut it off.
So they understand.
So you understand.
But yeah, man, like he's not for y'all.
Man, he already got a deal cooked up with a motherfucker. Let me tell you something. Trump don't give a damn about being president. This motherfucker trying to get his hands on some of that black oil over there and put his name down on this shit somewhere so he can get some money. He ain't thinking about this goddamn country. He don't give a damn about white or black people, to be real with you.
No, he don't. He about that damn bread.
He about that money. Who finna goddamn make me some money? That's what he about.
Yeah, let me remind you, moving on from that, man. Let me remind y'all, we do got a chat for people kind of scared. Whoever it is called in and you got scared, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? We don't cuss people out no more. That was the first show we did. We made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? We tried and screwed her. I ain't going to lie. But we got a chat if you're nervous and you don't want to put your name out there or whatever.
I think they ask you to log in. Just create an account or some shit like that.
Yeah, create through your Facebook and go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to that page you're looking at and create that. And put in your 2 cents there if you're scared to be online. I mean, if you want to be a keyboard gangster, that's cool. We don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Gio, did you hear about that teen in Tennessee that raised more than $10,000 for college after her parents cut her off because she had a black boyfriend? You hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she created a GoFundMe page. Because her parents, this is in Memphis, Tennessee, her parents kicked out of the house, said they weren't going to pay for college because she got a black boyfriend. So she created a GoFundMe account and raised $10,000 to go to school.
And me and you ain't made a GoFundMe account yet. We ain't
white neither. We ain't white. We got to come up with a good, I won't say a lie, some kind of good ass story.
I got two white girls as friends. I'm saying your name live. I'm putting Kate and Jennifer on a picture and say GoFundMe because we finna save some black animals or something. We gonna stop the racism by saving these black animals. And I bet we get some money.
Yeah, man. All I need is about a couple stacks. That's all.
Cause look, Kate at work raised like $2,000 or $3,000 for like muscular dystrophy. So I went into work trying to walk all retarded. They ain't give me shit on it.
Hey, I mean, if Trump can get away with it and still be president, why can't we walk around with our arms twisted? You stupid, man.
And then motherfucker gets him out with money, too.
Need to, but you think, I believe it's true, man. Ain't that crazy to be cut? If that's the case, that should happen a lot. You can tell this in the South.
Yeah,
you can tell this in the South, man, because that's the only place that can happen, man. Your parents just completely cut you off.
They should have known that Memphis ratchet as fuck. Have you been to Memphis?
I may have stopped in Memphis.
Man,
a little
Memphis
bit, but
got
they
rat.
Memphis like that.
They rat. Let me tell you, I was scared when I went to Memphis when they had the sign on the door saying no guns.
Damn.
Like, and that's true. Stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? and you see a whole bunch of niggas outside. I'm walking in with my lady. I bitch, speed up. don't look left, don't look right, walk straight.
Oh man,
give me my chain. Give me my fucking chain.
All right, before we get into these subjects today, let me go and give you out a number one more time. 215-383-5878. If you want to call in and put in your two cents about these subjects. Is what's the definition of a hoe? We're gonna do a recap on what's the definition of a hoe. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Can opposites attract? And then we're gonna tell y'all what booty calls is, like the official meaning of booty calls. So if y'all wanna speak on any of those subjects, y'all go ahead and call in. Gia, which one you wanna talk about first?
Let's go on here. Let's start the shit off with does opposites and shit attract?
Sure. Okay. Can opposites attract, or do you have to have a whole bunch of shit in common for your relationship to work? What you think, JL?
I think I want a bitch totally opposite from me. Because if I want somebody just like me, I might as well go get a nigga.
Because right.
I don't want my bitch. I want her to know some of the things that I like, but I don't want my old lady to, hey, man, every day, we're finna get on 2K and play. No. Go up there and watch Love and Hip Hop and let me play the game. Because in the group chat, I'm going to be on the chat with some of my partners. It's cool that you play some games with.
Right.
But I don't want you to like every single thing that I like.
Right.
I want you to introduce me to, you know what I'm saying, like.
Introduce you to something new.
Something new. So if you like everything I like, I don't want you to agree with everything that I, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want you to be completely out. Look, I'm dark skinned. She light skinned. I don't care to eat pussy. She loves suck dick. You get what I'm saying? she like being with one person. I like being with two. You get what I'm saying? Things like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody to like you. You know what I'm saying? What your opposite to me?
Yeah, you don't think this. Yeah, I guess if you have everything in common, it's kind of boring, and you can't get to know nobody if you already know y'all like the same shit. You know what I'm saying? You go into a damn video game convention, and she already got tickets because she's been there every year.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want that, like, I just want a motherfucker totally, complete, different. Like I said, I want you different from me.
I'm not saying that y'all shouldn't have nothing in common. You know, it's cool to have some common interests, but, you know, we're not talking about the movies where it's a white girl from the suburbs and she's trying to date Tyrone that's a dope boy. We ain't talking about that much difference in common. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes that helped Tyrone out, though. Teach him some manners, and teach her to make the Kool-Aid.
This ain't no damn movie, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When he got something like that motherfucker gonna turn to a trap queen quick as fuck. He gonna convert shit out of her ass.
That's what he needs to do. He get on some stocks and bonds.
Nah, I'm saying they're going to benefit him. Her. It's going to benefit his ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she's going to be in there. Because I've seen that a million times where the good girl then hung out and started kicking with the hood niggas and she hood now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like she teach them nothing. Hell, she lose everything.
Yeah, you're right about that. You is right about that.
So that shit don't work, man. That shit don't work. But, you know, really timing is the biggest thing. Because once you reach a certain level of maturity, you can have enough patience to deal with somebody's differences anyway. Like, you know, if y'all are different, if you're mature enough to handle it, you can handle it better. So you don't have to have somebody that's just like you to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have shit that's different and be like, well, shit, that's just how Shaki is. That's just how GL is. You know what I'm saying? And you just learn, you know, not that you have to be fake. It's just that you have a certain maturity level that you can kind of like, oh, yeah, it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just learn to be with somebody. That shit ain't work. All that shit ain't easy no way. Who the fuck wants something that's all, I mean, that's, who the fuck wants something that's super easy anyway?
Me. I don't want to work for no pussy. I want it easy.
I mean, not that part of it. The pussy part is easy.
Well, that's all I want from you anyway. That's the only thing you got to keep it coming from me. Long as you ain't. That's what I'm saying. Opposite track. You can't have no dick. I'm one on one. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, I feel you.
I went opposite track. Like I said, I don't want nobody like me. I want totally different. Because the person I date now, we totally different. I don't want her to be funny. Two people can't be funny. Can you imagine somebody just like me with me?
No, I couldn't bump y'all's ass off.
Ain't nothing never going to be serious. nothing ever gonna be serious. We gonna be outside in the rain playing kickball and everything. Like, what kind of shit is this?
You can't be outside playing kickball. You might miss the show.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Shots
fired.
Oh, man. Oh.
Y'all listen to our show. Listen to our show. I've been trying to tell y'all. But anywho, man, I'm just having fun, man. Just having fun. I don't know. I think we're probably about done with that. What else you got to say about that?
Anybody at home that's in a relationship right now, call me and tell me if you and that person are alike or y'all opposite. What's I'm asking y'all.
What's the benefits of dating somebody that's got a lot in common with you? And what's the benefits of them being opposite of you? Which one worked better? Because everybody dated more than one person.
Yeah, so I ask you, do you want that person to be like you or you don't want them?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm real patient and mature, man. Like,
it don't matter.
It don't matter. Like, I adapt either way. You know what I'm saying? As long as, because I'm going to be me regardless. So, honestly, they're the ones going to have to adjust. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully we got enough in common to where I don't get on the nerves too much. We have enough shit they like to do. Because if not, you know what I'm saying, I normally can just roll with whatever for the most part.
Well, mine got to be opposite anyway, because nobody ever likes things like that I like. For real. And that's real.
Not much to differ from. All you like is porno.
Yeah.
All you like is being porn.
And most women don't like that. But I make your ass like it. I tell if we can do this the easy way or the hard way. We can either watch it.
Or you can be on one.
What you want to do.
Hey, Jill, man, when we all was young, you tried anything back in the day. Tell me you ain't try to hide a camera somewhere in the house, in your room to try to catch a chick you banging. And you ain't never tried to make a flick without a knowing.
I done made a flick with every woman I done made love to. They might not know it, but they on tape.
Somewhere.
They on tape. If you could... I remember when the Sidekick 2 first came out, they first started putting them cameras on there. I had somebody on there, and it was distorted. I was so black, because I took up most of the camera, but I was like, let me tell you something. When you do a flick on your phone, I swear to make you think you Mandingo or somebody.
I find it hard to hold the camera steady.
No, that's when you prop it up on books and pillows.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, I always. You got to prop it up. You know. And you got to. One of the things fucked up about when you're recording on your phone, when you're having sex, you got to watch out for jizzle on your phone.
Jizz on the phone.
Because I done jizzed on my phone a couple times. And then stuck it up right to her here and be like, your daddy on the phone.
You stupid, man.
He want to talk to you. Then she got nothing on side of it. But that's a whole other thing. But anyway.
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. Y'all got the number already. You know, so if y'all got a comment on that, go ahead. If not, we're moving on to the next thing. First, we'll do a small recap, because we're going to talk about, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Small recap. What's your definition of a hoe, GF?
To me, a definition of a hoe is a woman that is messing around with more than multiple people during one period cycle.
It could be the number of men, or it could be just the action. Just the action. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be, you know, only had sex with two dudes your whole life. The girl can have sex with two dudes the whole life, but if she's fucking above at the same time,
you a hoe. If you fucking two dudes during your same month cycle of your period, you a hoe. And you was a hoe at one point in time.
What's, I was asked this question. What's a man hoe? Could a man be a hoe?
Man, yes.
What's a man hoe?
A man hoe is if he got three girls in the same week, he can call and fuck them. He be fucking three bitches on the regular. He a hoe. If it's two, he ain't.
So two is okay. But
two
three,
is okay.
Two is the cutoff limit.
Two is the cutoff limit.
That's news to me. I didn't know, man. That's news to me.
Yeah, so if you fucking more than three bitches, you a hoe. You a man hoe.
One of the ladies call in. Tell her what's a man hoe. Y'all go call in and tell us what's a man hoe, because... And we can't help but to go in on the ladies, because y'all don't call in and tell us.
Yeah.
So y'all ladies, tell us, what's a man hoe?
What is a man hoe? I want to know. I know one personally, but I ain't gonna say his name. But I definitely know. I know one. I know one.
All right. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife, GL?
Yes, you can. First of all, you know you can, because look what Trump just did. So you turn home to the first lady. You damn sure can turn into a housewife. Yes, because it's been some hoes that transform. You can. Like, so I feel like it's easy to transform. One thing about being with a hoe, you know the sex is always going to be good because she got plenty of practice. A lot of women, reason why a lot of women get cheated on now, because they weren't hoes.
Because they weren't hoes?
Because they wasn't hoes.
They didn't have no experience.
They didn't have no experience to keep their man shit happy.
Starfish position.
Starfish pussy. So if you knew how to, if you didn't have multiple sex partners, you know what not to do. You know what you not to do. Like, well, yeah, that move off the top bunk bed didn't work. I got to try some holding doorknob this time. You know what I'm saying? They had plenty of experience. You had plenty of partners. Because the dude that you might have been practicing on, he might not know how to fuck either. So how you going to know you if you know how to fuck?
I think you got to be a little older to, because you can't turn a hoe into a housewife when y'all both young. Because, for one, probably neither one of y'all done being hoe yet, one. And then, two, you still care too much about what your friends and everybody think. Because you're not mature enough to even date a hoe. Because as soon as your friend's looking at you like, what the hell are you with? You already lost. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You know what I'm saying? You care too much because they know their history, especially from a small city like us. And everybody know what the fuck your girl done. So you can't go nowhere without motherfuckers knowing her whole history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't do it then. Because, I mean, if you care about it, you don't have to get to a point where, you know what I'm saying, you can go to damn moves with on your damn arm and don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm a hoe. I'm with a hoe.
Yeah.
Because you know what? A couple years down the line, they're going to be with hoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And most of my friends that's in a relationship are with a retired hoe now.
A retired hoe. Yeah, but, you know, that's how it be. You know what I'm saying? It be like that. So,
that ain't a couple retired hoes.
A couple retired hoes. They retired together. So, you know, if she, what if she's still in her hoe tendencies? Can you still be with her? Can you wife her up if she a housewife and a hoe still? Like, what? I mean, what's the options? Can y'all both be swingers? Can that work?
Yes, you can. Especially, it take a strong person to do it, but it can be done. And what I mean by that is, you got to just know that Tyrone finna hit her, and you got to be able to deal with it. As long as you getting something, too.
Especially if you're paying bills.
Especially if you're paying bills.
But, you know, after a look fade, you know, self-esteem get kind of low. You can be with it then, too.
Yeah.
She might be done then.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's how you get to retired hoe stage. Right?
Yeah, you get to be...
So life got to retire them. Because they ain't going to never stop.
They never...
Niggas going to quit. Niggas stay slanging dick. So they ain't going to never get... It's always going to be out there.
It's always going to be out there. I don't care how much you think a nigga going to quit, it ain't going to never stop.
I mean, so what's... So your answer is you can turn a hoe into a housewife.
You can. I'm telling you, it's easy. It's very, very... A lot of people be with hoes and don't know.
That's true. People.
Like, for real. Like damn, man. Some people don't want to see the fact that she a hoe. I have people like that, too.
Yeah. I think, because I know y'all was asking me, do I think I can? And that's fine. I just think you had to get to a point, a maturity level, where you don't care what people think no more.
That's the hardest thing.
You know, because it takes a minute because, you know, you got to realize after a certain age, everybody going to have some baggage. Everybody going to have a history. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that I realize is you might as well bring history to the table, too, because then you're going to feel stupid.
Yeah.
You might as well bring some history because she going to bring some. Y'all going to feel some type of way if she got, you know what I'm saying, feel some type of, if she got a big body count on your ass, though, you going to feel some type of way.
Keep a hoe on your team, fellas. I say have multiple bitches. When you got more than if you're a man hoe, keep hoes on your team so can't nobody ever let you down. That's just how I look at it.
All right, JL. Let's see. Next topic. Y'all call that number if y'all disagree or if y'all agree. Put in 2 cents. Is this last one already?
Last one.
Okay. Booty calls. We're gonna talk about booty calls now. So, Gio, definition of booty call I have is I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, which is a good site, by the way. It's always Urban Dictionary, pretty much what niggas think about whatever word it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever go on Urban Dictionary?
Hell no, because I'm going to interpret what I think of it anyway.
But that definitely says a late night summon often may be a telephone or text just for sex. Not a movie, not dinner. Netflix and chill at best.
At best.
You might not even make it nowhere through halfway through the movie.
I have never.
The alcohol and weed gonna be on deck. That's the booty call.
Look, I'm thinking back to my apartment day. I can't never remember having a chick come to my house and we ever make it through the whole movie. I ain't bullshitting. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know what? Because by the time I done poured you that
Cosby cocktail.
Once I done poured you that high, sweet, such a home. By the time that hit, I'm already got my meat in your face. I'm thinking to myself, because one thing I'm a firm believer of, I done already told you what it was before you come to my house. I learned my lesson on it. But I had a few girls that come over to my apartment and be like, you know, I'm on my period. Oh, my gosh. And so, bitch, you is cutting into my Call of Duty time. I got to go to work.
Nice over.
Nice. I bullshit you not. It's over with. I'm gone. I got to go to work. My stomach hurt. I'll make up anything. I'm going to tell you another true story right quick. I know I was in my apartment. It was raining like it was. It was raining like it was. Like it is today.
Right.
Girl come over there. She's like, I just want to cuddle and I'm on my period anyway. And I asked, you know, so you ain't gonna suck no damn you ain't that that. So what I do, she's like, no, I just really want to lay here. I was like, man, I gotta go work in the morning. It was cold outside. Remember, it's cold and rain.
Right.
I went in there and cut the power off. I cut the power. I think it got cold. You might well. I said, well, I'm gonna go ahead and go to my home, but I've been the power out. It's cold in here. I ain't gonna sit in there. She's, oh, for real? Power went out. Her ass left. I went right back upstairs and cut the power back on. Bitch ain't gonna play me.
Push on her beard. Why don't you play do that, man?
Cause she lied, man. She lied. Don't tell me, man.
We got somebody want to put 2 cents. All right, welcome, caller. What's your name? Where you from?
This your boy Low Key, man. What's going on?
What's up, Low Key? Good to hear from you, bro. Go ahead. What you got to say to the puss today?
Low Key got out of jail, man. You out of jail, man.
Man, y'all niggas something though, man. Y'all ain't send me shit. Y'all some low down niggas, man. I don't even talk about it. Man, okay. Fuck y'all up when I see your ass.
I ain't know which jail you was at, bro. I swear I ain't know which jail you was at.
Man, I was trying to tell you, man. You ain't want to hear y'all say no.
Man, the
y'all
dog nigga. Your phone hung up, and then when I called every day, I ain't know where you was at.
Yeah, they was coming, man, but hell. Y'all niggas won't feel send me nothing, man. Y'all already told me not to drop the soap. Y'all niggas must. I remember what y'all said.
Okay, my bad, man. Hey, man, it was just all funny. I'm sorry, man. What's up with you, Loki? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm just chilling. Hey, y'all niggas said some fucked up shit tonight, man.
What was that?
Y'all niggas fucking up the game. I can't believe y'all sitting there discussing trying to transform a hoe into a housewife, man. Y'all thinking about doing it, ain't you?
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody going to end up doing it.
Not
if you settle down.
Hell no. Don't make you think that, man. Let me ask you some questions.
Go ahead. You don't think that everybody going to... Everybody can't get, you know what I'm saying, somebody's a virgin, man. It ain't happening.
No, we ain't talking virgin. We talking hoes. It's a difference.
We ain't talking virgin.
I know I can't get a virgin.
All right, Loki, you tell everybody what's a hoe. What's a hoe to you? So you can tell me how many people don't fit in that category.
No, I don't know what's a hoe to you.
I just
tell
said
me what's a hoe to you.
A hoe to me is
you said a hoe to somebody that ain't a virgin.
Nah, I'm just saying, man, everybody gonna have some baggage at one point. You know what I'm saying? Don't take long to get back, get your number up.
You saying baggage meaning she fucked 3 guys before you or she fucked 3 guys before you at the same time?
It depends. It could be that, too. If she fucking 3 dudes at the same time, she a hoe, ain't she? You tell me. Is she a hoe if she fucking 3 dudes at the same time? Or is that some hoe shit, ain't it?
But you saying that you would move that in.
I didn't say that. I'm asking, can they? I'm asking a question. I didn't say I did it. I'm asking, can they do it? Can it be done?
Yeah, if you want to. Just like you can have a nigga at McDonald's dropping fries, he can be your brain surgeon, but he won't open my skull. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I'm just like, damn. These niggas so much reforming a hole, so I can't trust you around my shit. If I know you've been fucking everybody, like, yeah, it's a difference, man, between you having niggas that you fucked in the past and you just fucking everybody in the past. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow you. So with your definition, I mean, it can't be done. Just don't fuck with no hoes. Don't wipe them up.
I guess maybe you 50 or something, man. They out of commission. But, you know, I don't know, man.
You can turn a hoe into a housewife if it's going to take patience and you got to be able to know the fact that you got to be able to accept the fact that she's a hoe. That's what I said. If you can accept the fact that she's going to go over here and fuck with whoever else or whatever this case might be, if that's what you want to do, I'm all for it. Because at the end of the day, I guess you're getting some good fucking, but Tyrone getting some good fucking too. She just got, maybe her pussy that good that she want to share it with two or three niggas. Hey.
Low-key, can
you trust?
Can a man be a hoe? Is it such thing as a man hoe?
Yeah, but I'm sure he's going to be paying all the bills and shit, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Woman ain't taking care of all the bills while I'm sitting at home.
So basically, he paying the cost to be the boss.
Say it again.
He pay the cost to be the boss. He can do that because he's paying the bills.
Right, man, right. Right, it's a different game. He probably out fucking because she ain't fucking him right anyway, like most women.
You're right. Most women ain't fucking the way they should be fucking.
Even the hoes, man. If you move them in, they gonna get comfortable.
The hoes do start fucking too, though. They get a little dry too sometimes. You right?
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
One thing I have learned low key as I got older, they gonna start fucking you and plucking you. It slow down. I had learned.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And see, you know, ain't no sense of me moving no hoe in. You can fuck everybody I know, then you gonna come move in with me and try to play the housewife. Don't wanna give me none tonight. No, we ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, you're right about that. You said something then, low key. Hey, I'm glad you called in and get us straight on that. So that's a whole different point of view.
Yeah, yeah, man. I don't know y'all. I don't know what's going on. Y'all wives must be doing y'all right this week. Y'all are sweet right now. Y'all talking about what in the hell kind of shit is that, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, but I move a hoe in a minute, cause I know she got them, cause I know what you're capable of, and sometimes I be wanting it all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Well, just call them over, man, you ain't got to move me. Call
but
them
she
over.
Friends.
Say what now?
She might bring some friends with her or something.
You can go to her house with some friends.
You
don't
right,
do like, it, man. You would, hey. Would you go buy a car with 300,000 miles on it? You get the same car with 100,000 miles. Which one would you choose?
Depends on which one them bitch riding, Bill.
Yeah, it's gonna seem to be riding, Bill. You pull out the lot, that bitch gonna start smoking like a motherfucker.
But that pussy smoking, what you saying? You don't want no pussy. I don't need no pussy with a lot of miles on. That's what you saying?
Nah, man. You sit in a seat leaning and shit. Everybody be in this motherfucker, man. Tail lights out.
Oh shit! Hi, Loki.
All right, Loki. Appreciate you calling in, man. Fuck with us next week, bro.
All right, man. I'll keep it real shit. Now come with some real shit. All right,
Loki. Be safe, bro.
Yeah.
All right, we want to. I'm gonna get this thing low. I want to thank Loki for calling in and chopping up with us, man. I guess he think we started to get soft, but I'm just trying to be realistic, man. Like, at the end of the day, it's hard not to run into a hole anyway. If you have any type of feelings on trying to, do anything with anybody, you're going to end up with somebody that's got a high body count. But we got somebody else want to call in. All right, what's your name? Where you from, caller?
I'm going to remain anonymous.
All right, that's cool. You can do that. What you want to speak on today? Go ahead and correct us.
Why would you want to turn a hoe that's still hoeing into a housewife?
Oh, go ahead, GF.
Because I want to be able to fuck her all the time. And she can go out.
That's your booty call, not the housewife.
But, well, she's a loyal hoe. It's a loyal hoe, man.
No, there's no such thing.
I don't think there's no such thing either.
Oh, okay.
I don't think no such thing as a loyal one. But
I'm reaching now.
But I guess some things, I mean, not nobody. I guess we have to go to, I'm under the impression that a high percentage, I'm not going to put a number out there, a high percentage of men and women are already hoes. So if you have any intentions on selling down, chances are you're going to be with a retired hoe anyway. Do you disagree with
and
that?
And that's different than someone who's still hoeing.
Okay, I guess the question is turn a hoe into a housewife. So I guess we'd be a little bit more specific.
That's probably what it is.
That's probably what it was.
Because people thinking,
we were like, we didn't grab somebody off the street.
We
didn't
went straight to the pony.
We didn't
straight
to the and let me wipe you up. I don't know. Those types don't want to be in relationships no ways if they still hoeing. Not that I know of.
Well,
that's why I think we messed up on how we worded it this time.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're saying two different things.
One person
is saying that they would take one that's still hoeing, and then the other one is saying taking one that's retired. Retired is different than being someone that's still hoeing. If you with someone who's still hoeing and you wife them, you're a damn fool. That's what you're going to be called.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I follow what you're saying. We just had a difference in wording on that one. So
with that being said, what makes a man, I'm glad we got a female caller on the phone. The man whore. What is the definition of, let me ask you, lady, what's a man whore? How many, does it matter how many? What you think of a man whore is?
It's the same as far as a woman. If you're the same standard you put on a woman, it's for the man.
You judge like a man now. It's different.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, the definition is still going to be the same. Now, would people look at women differently than they do a man? Of course, but the definition is still the same.
Okay. I'm feeling you then. So, with that being, I guess
because it's double standard. So, you guys can do more than we can do because of just the way the standards are. But as far as saying the definition, they're both the same.
Oh. Okay, then. Okay. I'm a remainder whore, then. I'm just a big old fat-ass nasty hoe. That's what I want to be. Oh, I'm the number one hoe, lady. So if you need me, dear, I am your hoe to call. I want to be that booty call. I want to be all of you. You can take me to a house hood. That's what I want to be. I want to sit around and fuck. That's what I want to do. But thank you. For calling in.
Thanks, Carl, for giving me another point of view from a woman. I appreciate that. Yeah, have a good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we want to thank our callers for letting us go in. We got, if we miss your call while you on there, just go ahead and call back. We'll get you in.
Yeah. Just let it ring because we got somebody. So whoever that last caller was, if you still listening, call back. You know, we still talking about hoes, and let me tell you something. Hey, you know one thing? We should do that show. We should call this shit hold it proof, not honey proof. Hold it. When we get talking about them hoes, most folks call in about them hoes, though.
They do, man. They do. So, I think my definition of, because we are talking about hoeing to the housewife, but was we on booty calls or hoeing the housewife? I don't mind jumping all over the place. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But I think we're talking about booty calls. We can talk about, because booty calls, that's some whole shit, too.
Yeah.
That's some whole shit, too.
I want to be, have you ever been, let me ask you this, have you ever been somebody booty call?
Man, not too many times. Probably a couple times, yeah.
I think I had one.
A couple times, not too many.
One, she always tell me she do this thing with Vaseline. She always, I ain't going to say nothing, brings Vaseline. If I show you some shit. Oh, another call.
Goddamn. All right, caller, go ahead and say your name and where you're from. What you got to speak on today, caller?
Yo, what's up? This is Jay from Birmingham. What's going on with y'all?
What's up, Jay? Go ahead and what you got to talk about today, man?
I was thinking talking about turning hoes to housewife. Excuse me if I'm driving, but...
Go right ahead.
One of the things about it is trying to make a whole housewife is like having the game in you. Michael Jordan was retired from the game 3 or 4 times. Because he thought he was done with it. Motherfucker, he was out there not trying to get back. CEO trying to get back in now at 42 years old trying to see if like catch a football. He's his old ass down. So think about it is the hole in you or that spirit, any competitor, any good hole is like any good football player, basketball player. You're a good hole and it's in you to be a hole. It's gonna be hard for you to give the game up. So if you know she's a strong hole and she got 8 cemeteries up under her belt, I can deal with it. So that's my take about it. Go ahead now.
Okay. All right, Jason, man. I appreciate that. And we're going to let this next one in because they didn't call back a couple times already. All right, Jay, thanks for calling, man. Put your 2 cents in. All right, caller, what's your 2 cents, man? What's your name? Where you from?
Man, what up, fella? This is Goodwood calling from the Ville.
Goodwood, bro. What you got to say to us today?
Man, low key, right? Y'all motherfuckers must have been pretty nice to y'all wives this week, man. Y'all cutting the females some slack. Y'all already know the definition of a hoe.
What's your opinion of a hoe? Tell me, my bro.
Well, you know, for a woman, this is my thing. Let's say she's 35 years old and she probably done fucked about 15 different guys. I think she a hoe. Reason being, because I guess you probably don't start having sex maybe until you're 18, 19. So you done fucked about 15 different guys. You done average one per year. So your pussy probably got a lot of miles on it.
Well, she take Kegel exercise.
Hey, it don't matter. That's been a lot. That pussy had a lot of miles, man. She done been ran through. That's too many miles. You don't want to know with no lot of miles on it, do you? You going to be a mechanic? You a mechanic?
Hell no, you can't fix that shit. You can't fix it.
So, that pussy ain't got no run flats. You can't retread it.
No.
Look, once that tire bust is over.
Yeah, it's over. You're going to have to get a new one.
So with that being said, if she was a retired hoe, she was a hoe, back in the day, she ain't hoeing no more, could you be with her?
Nah, man, y'all hear the song too. Sure, you can't turn a hoe into no housewife, man. Some things you just gotta charge to the game.
I mean, do you think
it's not 20 miles?
Retired or not, man, you don't think that a lot of these chicks got baggage anyway? You don't think so?
Yeah, I was gonna bring some baggage to the table, but you want the one the least amount of baggage. I mean, she been ran through. I mean, you can't housewife, just like old girl the last caller. She was right. And them just the ones you fuck. You just can't try, like, well, damn, I know she 30-something years of age. She done fucked, like, 20 different guys. I'm going to try to turn this hoe into a housewife. Come on, man. That ain't going to work. It's a double standard for us. But, like for us, I mean, y'all already know I was a hoe. It ain't no sense in trying to not. But the difference is, hell, the dick is a muscle. The more you use it, the more it gets stronger. If you don't use it, you lose it. You know, so it don't matter. But women can't do the same thing as we do. That's the double standard. We can fuck like 5-6 different women in 2-3 months, and that's cool. But women can't do that.
I know a man that fucked 5-6 in 4 days.
Yeah, I know him too. This be hard like a car bumper.
All right, Goodwood. I appreciate you putting your 2 cents in, getting us straight, man. All right,
fellas, y'all keep up.
You have a good one.
Yeah. Well, I tried to defend the hoe.
I mean, we figured it's been 2 weeks. You know, we ain't had a show, so we trying to, you know, we tried to get them back on the team or whatever.
They always try to bash.
I know. The one time we tried to be easy on them, we got our ass chopped and screwed. And I don't like it. Not one damn bit.
So fuck out, you hoe.
I mean, I don't like it not one bit, man. Goodwood, Q, whichever one he is.
He's,
you know what I'm saying? He made me think about that one saying, you know, if, you know, you got girls and guys, a lock that can be opened by any, you know, say a key that can open any lock is a master key. And any lock that can be opened with just any random key is worthless.
Yeah.
That makes sense to you, Jim?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense, man. You know, if your dick is the master key and it can open any lock, that key is, like, priceless. It's a master key.
Gold.
But if you got a lock that can be opened by any old random-ass key,
it don't matter.
That shit work.
You suck. You don't get your shit broken, too, every day.
But
without that being said, listen up, women. I love y'all. I love all my beautiful women. We talking about women. But I ain't got no love for no hoes. I just like to fuck you and keep it moving. That's what, you know, hey, if you ain't married yet and you still single and you ain't never been married, 9 times out of 10, you a hoe.
We're going to continue in and on this booty call. Did we get the calls that everybody called back that was trying to get in? Did you recognize the number?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, we'll wind this one down. I don't know if I ever said my definition of booty call.
What's your definition?
My definition of booty call is whenever they call you, when you call somebody and y'all can't go out and do nothing. Like the hours where that shit over. If ain't shit open but Waffle House, that's booty call hours.
Yeah.
Like if they can't call you up and take you nowhere. When you already know that in college and time is up to do anything but go to Waffle House
and fuck,
that's it.
To me, a definition of booty call is when I don't want nobody else. 9 times out of 10, a booty call, you don't want nobody else to even see that person.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. So, this don't have shit to do with no hoes. We're just talking about booty call. So, the person that you start off a booty call with, can you turn that into have you ever seen a booty call turn into a real relationship? Where y'all just start off as just fucking and we ain't saying you a hoe.
Yeah, I ain't personally done it, but yeah. Because I was, it happened like that with me.
You start off a booty call.
I was her booty call, and then she just turned me into the man I am now.
She made you have.
Made me. You go goddamn put it. Ring on that dick.
Oh, shit, we got chopping screws today. Yeah, I ain't like this shit.
You got chopped up, man. I was trying to defend the hoe. You know what I'm saying?
More of the story is, don't be wifing hoes.
Don't wife no hoe.
Lesson learned. I ain't say we ain't learned already, but, you know.
I was just, hey, look.
We try to help them out sometimes, man.
I try not to kill them. Because they told me, remember they tell me, you bash women all the time.
See, and on top of that, the chick called in and didn't have our back. That's the last time that shit gonna happen. I tell you that. We trying to help the hoes out. And the hoe, I mean, the chick called in and told us that we was fucking up.
Hey, guess what? I want to defend another hoe again. Y'all hoes done lost my patriotism. I ain't helping you hoes no more.
Jill, let's get ready to put a wrap on this. What you got? What's your final thoughts for today, man?
My final thought is, look, it's still raining. So, ladies, you at home with your man, kiss on that knob and twist it. I know you listening. Kiss it, twist it, and lick it. Hey, I ain't wiping no hoe anyway. I love the hoes. I just fuck the hoes. And 3 things, a booty call, my phone number is 215-383-5878. So, if you're looking for a booty call, I am the nigga to call. That's the last 3 things I got. Now, what you got?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm sick over here, man. I got chopped and screwed. I feel some type of way.
Oh, I don't.
I feel some type of way, man. I tried to help him out, man. I got chopped and screwed. Then the girls didn't even call in to have our back. That's the last time that shit gonna happen. But
don't turn the hoe into a housewife.
Hey, I think everybody holds anyway. I mean, low key tried to say, he just told me, he's like, man, if they ain't no virgin, you trying to say they a hoe? Motherfucker, low key, you know I ain't mean that shit. Low key, you know, no, come on, bro. I'm about to call the damn Crime Stoppers on your ass. Get your ass not locked back up. Try to play me. I'm just fucking with you, man. That's it, man. Y'all see us next
Sunday.
Week, next Sunday for
Is football next Sunday?
No, that's in February or something. No, it's not. It's not.
No, it's Pro Bowl next Sunday.
Nobody watch that shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Faster. You know, I play Xbox with him, man. He made the Pro Bowl. Shout out to him, man.
Congrats. Man.
Congratulations, man. You owe me something. I don't know, motherfucker, but you owe me something.
Yeah, Gia, where can I reach you at on your social media?
Man, just follow me on Oh No He Didn't 256 on Snapchat, Gerald G. L. Leslie on Facebook.
We're gonna get your ass back in the damn stand up live. We're gonna have your ass there.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Probably when I'm gonna find out when they got this open mic night shit. I'm gonna get on in there. Hopefully we're gonna do and I'm gonna get you to come in and Facebook it live.
Cool.
So everybody can see the shit, you know.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody calling in today, man. We had a good show. Thanks for calling and keep us in line. We don't mind. We can take the shit.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you take it, I mean, if you give it, you got to be able to take it.
Yeah. Shout out to all the hoes.
All right, y'all be easy.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.